Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. We are live, guys. Yay. Benny. I missed you.
Aw, I
two
missed
weeks.
You more.
Technically 3 weeks, because it's not like I see you every day.
I know.
So,
except for Facebook, exactly,
which means to feel crazy close. And, of course, Davey's here with me in Los Angeles.
Hey, Doogie.
I Skype with Benny during the show, and we can see the snow over your shoulder. I'm so jealous.
Don't be.
What? Are you over it?
Well, you know what? March around here is like a potpourri of weather, so we don't really know. Like,
you don't know what you're going
to
get?
No, like last week I posted, oh, it's snowing again, blah, 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 news to me, and then I wake up again. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I even put the new rims on the car, too, thinking it wouldn't snow again. I need to put the winter tires back on now.
Do you have to, like, salt the driveway and all
no,
that?
No, I don't have to go that far. I have a Subaru. You should know this by now.
Subaru, a very good Seattle-based car.
Yes.
Guys, so we were gone for 2 weeks. David thinks I can't talk about some of the things that I was doing. But I have to tell you, because that's just my deal. We're honest with each other. We reveal things. So I will say what I'm allowed to say. 2 weeks ago, I shot a pilot for a television show.
Yay!
And so for those of you that may not understand, a pilot, networks will order a certain number of pilots and then they'll pick one or two kind of per season. So it's kind of like winning the lottery. You never know if it's going to happen, but it was really fun and it happened really quickly. I cannot tell you what it was for. I cannot tell you the network. I cannot tell you who else was on it, but I can tell you that I was really excited. And so that's why we weren't here 2 weeks ago. And then after that, David and I, this is another thing that I have to talk about with calculated effort. You know, the problem with me, I don't know if you've gathered this yet, but I share a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Some people could call it. I know. And apparently everyone in our family is not pleased when I tell everything about their life. So we were in New York because a family member of David's was getting
a
bar mitzvah. Right. Can I say that?
Well, you just
did. Oh, great. Now, okay. Do I might have to censor you?
Right. So anyway, I won't go into too much detail, but I had never been to an Orthodox bar mitzvah before. Guys, it's fascinating. First of all, Benny, did you know at the synagogue men and women are separated?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
So for David and I, this worked out quite nicely because we still got to sit together. But it was really interesting just to see. First of all, I think the whole premise of the bar mitzvah, you know, as the boy turns 13, he becomes a man and it's like this huge celebration. And I think it's a really powerful and moving experience. But this was by far one of the more religious ones that I went to. And even at the party itself, men and women don't dance together, which I thought was interesting. Very, very interesting. So we were in New York. We got to see my family. We got to see David's family. We got to see old friends. And so it was a really I even saw clients while I was there. It was like a crazy 5 or 6 days. It was super, super fun.
It was packed.
It was packed, right? I mean, between the driving and the flying, it was like nonstop. I think because we used to live in New York, when we go home, there are so many people to see. It's almost impossible to have a moment of breathing room because we want to see everybody and we want to get together. And it was super intense. A lot went on while we were gone. Rush Limbaugh went crazy. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Who really cares? But
right?
He's losing advertisers left and right, so maybe he should be shutting his mouth a little
bit
more.
Well, what's funny to me is, as if this is a shock,
as if
he didn't go crazy like a few years ago, I'm not a huge fan of his, not going to lie. But I think this is karma, in my opinion.
Oh.
I don't even want to go into what he said because I thought it was insane, but the man went crazy.
It was about women's rights.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But
I don't know if I want to give it too much attention, but I was just kind of kidding that he went crazy. And then so on Sunday, I got to know, Oprah Winfrey Network, highest ratings ever, 3.5 million viewers, as she interviewed Whitney Houston's family, including the daughter, Bobby Christina. Mm. Benny, did you see it?
I did not. So I'm one of the fewer viewers that watched it.
Here's what I don't understand.
I didn't make her ratings.
Benny, there are important things that go on in life.
And
there are life-changing moments.
It wasn't that.
This, in my opinion, is one of them.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Ah.
You should have seen David.
It was
riveting. We had mood lighting.
Oh, my.
Popcorn.
Don't you have that for everything you guys do around there?
Well, you know, David is obsessed. It's a tragic event, but every day I come into his office and in the corner of the screen is some clip YouTube video of something that Whitney has gone through. So he was really excited.
I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody with that much talent just throws it all away, I just think it's sad and interesting.
You have to go. You have to talk about this then. What did you think of the interview?
I thought it was, I loved every minute of it because I was interested in it, but I did think it was too soon. I mean, Whitney died barely a month ago, and her daughter, who was there that day, you know, was interviewed. It just seemed way too soon.
And it was kind of weird the way she was interviewed. Like, all of a sudden, it was right in the beginning of the show, and she just kind of walked in. They were standing. They weren't sitting anywhere. And I don't know if they tried to make it look like it wasn't planned, but it kind of felt like she just kind of popped up out of nowhere.
Well, sounds like what you're discussing. It sounds like they went for that approach as a unproduced, more real.
That's definitely the vibe of Oprah's Next Chapter.
Right.
It's like, we're just hanging out in your house and
having an interview. But
I thought it was cool that Bobby Christina, who I think we're only supposed to be calling Christina now, she wants to drop any reference to her dad.
To her dad, right. She doesn't want to be Bobby Christina Brown. She wants to be Christina Houston.
Is this
right.
her decision?
It is.
I think
And when she, according to what we read, when she was a minor, her mom wouldn't let her change her name. But I think she's 18 right now.
Okay.
So she's legally going through the process of changing her name.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting that she said that she already experienced her mom coming back to her. She was getting messages of keep moving, don't worry, I've got you. And then she said that she noticed lights turning on and off by themselves in her house and that she feels her mother's presence there all the time.
Oh, creepy.
I know.
Wow,
creepy.
Man.
Betty, we're a psychic show.
Know,
you do this all day.
It's fun and it's also creepy to hear.
Really?
I'm
does that creep you out?
No, it actually does. It really does.
May I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Have you ever felt your dad's presence?
Yes. And that's what's even weirder about it. Like when you just brought that up, like a couple years ago, I'm just out riding around and it's just like a vibe and a feeling like was over me. And I'm like, and it really shocked me. It really did.
So it doesn't bring peace. It's more like jittery.
Like fear.
Well, yeah. I had a different relationship with my dad than my sisters. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in my family because he was the attending physician when I was born and I'm adopted. So he's kind of like the one that I joke, he'll put me in a paper bag and took me home. But if I went bad, there's
a receipt. So he delivered you?
Yes.
But he's not your biological dad?
No.
Why aren't we doing the Benny Hour? I did not know any of this information.
Oh, did I just tease our listeners for the future show?
I had no idea.
Might as well just be on Oprah.
I had no idea. That's okay.
I'll give you the exclusive.
Wow. So when he connects with you, it spooks you a little bit?
A little, because I'm not used to that.
Now, in all of the times and all of the shows you've done with like John Holland, James Van Praagh, we've had mediums on all the time. Has he ever come through?
No. But I went to a John Holland event. And
just so you know right now, through Skype, you are lit. I can't even see you. It's like a silhouette. It feels like a very spooky interview right now.
That's another reason why.
When my father comes to me in the car.
I've seen his work and I brought friends with me and they've never had a connection with me. But my friend was like, oh, yeah, right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Totally connected with my friend. And she actually was one of the ones in front of the entire audience that they end up using for not an example, but. Through
a reading,
right? A vision.
Oh my God! I feel like we have to call James, and we need to do like a segment. That would be so fun. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a trip.
Well, I thought it was interesting because a lot of people will call me and they get really frustrated at first that they don't feel anything or they do feel anything, but. Her sister-in-law and her daughter, everyone seemed very clear that they were having some kind of a connection. And that doesn't freak me out. I mean, any times that we've ever stayed somewhere and I've felt the presence of someone, like David gets a little bit nervous or our friends get nervous, I guess I'm just used to it. But I don't know. I find it kind of calming and kind of sweet because it's not the whole light flickering thing. It's not like they're going to turn the power off.
No, but it's just it's past reality at that point. And you're like, is it really the electric,
right,
spiritualness in the air, or is it really some guy that hit a cable line downstairs on the floor?
right.
Really?
So you doubt it for a moment.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're like,
wait
a minute. You kind of get that reality check, but then you're like, it really could happen. There's life beyond.
Yeah.
Well, the light, that's like a physical manifestation.
Right.
I wonder, like when she says, I hear my mom talking to me, I've never really had that experience, and I wonder is it in your head? Does it feel like it's just a thought you're having and then you realize it's not? Or is it outside of your head? Do you hear it? Like, that's the kind of stuff
there.
I'm mm-hmm. curious about. Like, how does it work?
I think it's more of like a knowing. And she had said that as well. It's kind of like hearing it in your own voice and it just kind of pops out of nowhere. I think it's more like a knowing. Some people say they hear a very specific voice, but for me, it's kind of more like a knowing. Guys, we're clearly talking about the dead all hour. It's happening. If you want to get a reading, give me a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. Or if you're at work and you can't give me a call, I totally get it. Go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, send in your question, and I will read it live on the air because we're back, people. It's happening. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls, talking about some fun topics. We're going to see if we can get a hold of Benny's dad. I don't know what I can do, but I'm going to do it. Guys, we'll be right back. If it feels right, then aim for my heart. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You want it control. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you. Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners. To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com. What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show. Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Live again, very exciting. I got to be honest with you, daylight savings, not doing it for me.
It threw everybody off around here.
Right? I mean, every morning I get up, I'm like, what is happening,
yes.
People? This morning, the alarm clock rang, and the first thing I said to David was, hit the snooze button once. And he goes, I already did. I didn't even hear it ring the first time.
It was dark,
yeah. It's dark in L.A. I need light. I need sunshine. I don't know what I need.
You would not make it in Alaska.
I I would not.
Oh my God.
No, I can't even fathom being, there's just no, I mean, I like the, here's the other thing, the extra hour at the end of the day, I have mixed feelings about that. Part of me likes it because it gives me energy, but mm-hmm. I always feel like I have to be doing something.
Oh,
like,
that's true.
You know, because I need my moment. If I'm a Taurus, I have to kick back. I have to be in loungewear. And it just feels like as it gets lighter, I should be cleaning the gutters or something. Speaking of doing things, I was watching the Today Show this morning, and there was this interesting story. So they're doing human Wi-Fi hotspots at the South by Southwest Arts and Tech Festival in Austin, Texas. Homeless people are being turned into walking Wi-Fi hotspots as part of a charitable experiment by a New York ad agency.
I saw this.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So basically, they're given some kind of gadget and a t-shirt that says, I'm a 4G hotspot.
Right.
And they were paid $20 a day, which is not a lot of money.
Nothing.
And
no.
Basically like sweatshop labor. But here's the thing.
Not even they, good at but, that's worse.
They went to a shelter. So these people are clearly down and out. They have nothing. And I had really mixed feelings about it. At first, I thought it was kind of exploitive. But then, you know, it's
$20. Money. And they're not doing anything else. I just wish that they were at least getting minimum wage. Give them minimum wage.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
Then that would be great.
I agree.
You know,
yeah.
But $20 a day.
And is that humiliating? I mean, are you basically, are you becoming like a cell phone tree? Like, is that mean? But the clip that they showed on the news was the guy looked kind of happy and cheerful. And,
kind of.
Well, I mean, I was surprised. And then I had mixed feelings about it because, you know, a lot of times we always talk about how there's no jobs, there's no jobs, there's no jobs. And so here's a way to, you know, earn a little bit of money and hopefully kind of spark your energy to move forward. But is that legal that it's only $20? I don't understand how they're saying that it's
right.
A charitable experiment.
Well, they're help. I mean, the idea is that people are all the time saying, oh, my internet connection's so bad. And, you know, and they're giving, it's like these people don't have work anyway. So
Right. Are
they, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
We're helping out the economy, people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
$20 a day.
Yeah,
we're
doing this to help the economy. Stimulate the economy. I don't
But
see
I also
it.
Feel like it was free advertising, too, because weren't they, like, wearing images on their T-shirts of what
they were
representing?
It said their names, and I'm a wireless.
Oh, it said the person's name.
It said the person's name, and I'm a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah.
And so people could walk over to them, and if they had a smartphone or a, you know,
okay,
laptop,
so let me ask you a
they
question.
Could connect to their Wi-Fi.
If they did this with college students... I didn't go to college. Let's just get that out there. So I don't know what that's like. But if they did that with college students and offered them $20, would we be feeling the same? I don't know. But I've got something more important.
I doubt they would say yes to a $20.
You think so? A college? You just
no.
stand in a park
I
for
guarantee
$20?
They wouldn't do it. No.
Really?
Yeah, I guarantee it.
All right. Maybe
I think
right.
they would maybe do it for $40. They can make more money probably panhandling than getting
You're probably
the 20.
Right. You're probably that's the sad part. You're right.
See?
You could make more money panhandling.
I've seen a lot of people
I'm
make
in the
pull.
Wrong business.
Dude, there are some crazy okay, right outside the stations here down on where the Mall Boulevard is, there are a grip of people standing there, and I swear they're in cahoots. Like two guys like across the corner, like they're calling each other on their cell phones.
Right.
And you're like, really?
Guy in the green shirt.
Exactly. Yeah. How many did you get? Oh yeah, okay, let's switch after this next block. Okay, you cross here and I'll cross there. They
All
have
right,
it down.
Let's give away some free stuff. Let's go straight to our first caller and do free readings. We've got Lori in Ontario. Hey, Lori, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What can I help you with?
I am having some issues. I weeded out my friendship garden the end of last year, and I have somebody retaliating against me.
Ooh.
Mm.
It's not good.
Well, here's the deal. First of all, first color that I see around you is like this deep, deep, deep forest green. And green is all about change. It's about new beginnings. It's about attracting in new stuff. So I think you've made the right decision. As far as this retaliation, this feels like nothing to me. I would not take this personally at all. Basically, if you maintain your composure, other people are going to see that you are still reacting balanced. You're still approaching it from a neutral perspective, and you will end up looking like what I like to call the peaceful warrior, meaning there's no real reaction to it. The second thing is, people have heard me talk about this on the show all the time, the universe likes to test us. I loved that you said you weeded out your friend garden. I love that expression because I think that's a really kind way to say it. But then they test you to see if you're really serious. If you're listening, if you end a your relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, a business relationship, or even a friendship, the universe will then deliver people to you who are very similar to see if you really mean it or if you got the message. So in my opinion, Lori, this transition time for you right now is to figure out whether or not you meant it, if you're going to be solid in your voice. The good news is, because I see all this greens, it means that you're really connected to it. So the transition is going to be kind of easy for you. You always have to remember, though, when you're getting rid of friends, you kind of go into that lonely period. Do you know what I mean? Because you have to wait for the new people to come in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So now you're in that, which is going to be a you know, most green people, I hate when psychics say this, but most green people are very people-oriented. You gather your strength from your community. So there is going to be a period of time where you are feeling kind of low energy. But my feeling is by the time spring comes in, like late April, early May, new friends come in, and that's when you're feeling a little bit more connected. But as far as anybody else saying anything or retaliating, I would let it go and not take it personally. Okay, Lori?
Okay, thank you.
Actually, you're going to be moving too. Has that come up yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so they show moving as well, because that's part of the change as well. That comes up this year. Mm. There's like a little burst of cash or money that comes to you, and I think that's partially like a reward of some of the changes that you've been making. It's funny, you know, people never think that your friends and your community affect your prosperity, but they do. I think as you start attracting in people who are of a higher vibration and have more of a connection to the law of attraction, you start doing better financially as well, and that results in a move too. So ultimately, it's a good year for you, Lori, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow, cool. She should probably move to like Rhode Island, because I hear they busted out, what, two lottery winners out there?
Did they?
Yeah, maybe she should move out there.
Oh my God. I did read that story also about a lottery winner who was still collecting welfare checks.
Oh, really?
I know.
Wow.
You didn't read about that?
No. Missed that one.
No. Guys, we're going to go to Brett in Seattle. Hey, Brett, how are you doing?
Oh, there we go. Got him now. Go ahead.
Brett, good morning.
Good morning.
Brett, talk to me. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. What's going on in your life?
I moved to Rhode Island. Well, I've been together with this woman for about 16 years. And about 6 months ago.
Yeah. No, hold on. So, Brett, I adore you. You are kind. You lead with your heart. You always try to see the positive in a situation, but there are issues in this relationship. And it's funny because, you know, you're trying so hard. And the interesting thing is, at the moment, I feel like you've moved out of your heart when you're focusing on this and you're really looking at it from the mental perspective of, what's going to benefit everybody. What's kind of like the best thing to do. And I appreciate that, but, I feel too much focus on the best for everyone versus how you want to feel. You seem a little bit disconnected to what is going to make you feel like everyone's being honest and truthful, and that worries me a great deal. Are you guys doing any counseling right now?
We did, and then I was doing it and by myself, and then I just got away from that a little bit just because I was trying to figure out what was – read a lot of books spiritually and just trying to figure out what's going on in my life where I can feel connected again, where I feel that we have our love back again and where it's taking me.
So you were deceived though, right?
Not deceived, more hurt.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind sharing how you were hurt?
Well, yeah, I can do that. It's kind of hard.
Okay.
But, I mean, I hurt her too a couple of years ago. But
how'd she hurt you though recently?
She had another man touch her, and it was it hurt me. And I mean, she said she didn't remember it. She was a little buzzed.
So here's the thing, Brett. Here's the thing that I adore about you, and the reason I asked you is that. So I pick up on deception. I pick up on the fact that, and that's when someone makes a mistake or they cheat, you know, they're breaking a trust, they're breaking a commitment that you've made to each other. And I appreciate, this is what I think is so charming about you, is that when I bring that up, you're like, no, I wasn't deceived. And yet in essence, even though she told you, you know, there was a trust that was broken in the relationship. And I really honor her for telling you. I think that's powerful. But the truth is, I think there's something deeper here. I think it's more than, you know, being touched by another individual and stepping out of that kind of boundary or breaking that trust. I think that you guys are trying so hard to work on something that isn't necessarily energetically serving you anymore. And what you need to focus on is how you want to feel in a relationship. And this doesn't feel passionate to me anymore. It doesn't feel connected. And there's so much to not enough that I can do on a radio show, but there's so much that you guys have to look at and figure out whether or not this is serving you for your highest good. But what I want you to recognize is I think sometimes you are too focused on seeing it from the other person's perspective. And I need you to really connect with the raw emotion of how you feel. Once you connect with that and you can present it to her, then you guys can decide whether or not you're going to move forward. I hate to deliver bad news, but in my opinion, I don't think it's going to work out. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But the important part for you is you really need to connect to your own emotion. And part of that is going to be anger. And part of that is going to be a sense of the fact that I was deceived and betrayed. This is a big one. You know, recently we had Ariel Ford on, who wrote a book called Wabi Sabi Love. I would go pick that up. It's such a great book. But continue with the therapy and really try and connect with your own emotions. Okay, Brett?
Can I ask you a quick question then?
Very quickly, because I have to go to break.
How do I present her with that real quick?
How do you present her with what?
That my emotions and how... I mean, you want me to obviously talk to her about this, present her something in this way?
I would go to therapy and I would tell her everything that you feel, only I statements, not justifying it from her perspective, only speaking in your voice. And
right.
I would have her repeat it back to you so you know that she heard it. Brett, feel free to email me if you can do that after the show. I'll give you some follow-up, but I do have to go to break.
You have a really good point, Dougal, real fast, but bringing it back off of the person, laying blame, just put it back on yourself. That's where you should start with first.
This is how your action made me feel.
Exactly.
And that's how we do it. And that's in any relationship. Guys, our number again, 1-800-930-2819. Give me a call. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be back right after this.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Kathy is in.
and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here, having a great time this morning. We missed you all. I've discovered something I quickly have to talk about before we go to the phone lines. Have you heard of the Miracle Noodle? Anyone? Benny? Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh, and I just lost you.
Is
on
that code for something?
No.
Sorry.
Very cheap.
Sorry. I had to slip that in there. Sorry.
You had to slip your Miracle Noodle. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh.
What's happening? Miracle Noodle, we just went down from the internet, so I was trying to read what they're about. I don't know what it's made of. It's like shiitake mushrooms or something.
Yeah, shirataki. It's wheat and gluten-free, and it's kosher. It's noodles, but it's made from like naturally water-soluble fiber called glucomannan, but it has nothing in it.
Nothing.
Zero
calories.
Everything.
It is changing my life.
Oh.
They have rice. I'm upset. It is really weird because you buy it in like the refrigerated section of Whole Foods. I don't know if we've seen it anywhere
else.
It's
like in a bag of
water. It's like in a bag of water. And you don't even cook it. You just like immerse it in boiling water for a minute. And it's so weird. Go check it out. I swear, it's not like
that's
they're
paying all you've got. It's just so weird.
Oh, I love it. I love it. The Miracle Noodle. Go check it out.
It's very, very interesting.
Maybe our next caller, Tara, has tried the Miracle Noodle. I don't know. Let's go to Tara. Tara is in Springfield, Illinois. Hello, Tara.
Hello. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
Good, good.
What's going
Hopefully
on in your life?
I'm good here in a couple minutes. well, I just got out of a bad relationship, and I started seeing somebody new.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to trust guys.
Yeah.
Especially after this last one. And so, I'm just wondering if I'm on the right track.
So here's the thing. I actually like the new guy. Do you mind saying his name?
His name is Matt.
Okay. I like the new guy because, and I hope he's not listening right now. I think the new guy is like a good transition or.
Fresh breath of air.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be long term.
Okay.
I think it's very comfortable. There is a good connection there. When it gets to like long-term maintaining passion, I feel like I need a little bit more. So I want you to use this right now. And this is going to sound terrible, but it is a transition and kind of a practice period. I still feel like you need to figure out what it is that you want in a relationship. And the interesting thing about you, Tara, is it's pretty easy for you to attract someone to you. It's just your nature. You have a very open energy about you. So that's why I think Matt manifested so quickly. And he's a really good guy. Ultimately, though, I think your paths are headed in a different direction. And that's part of the issue here. So I would enjoy it. I think this is going to last, you know, at least another 6 to 8 months. And I don't see a breakup. That was the part that was confusing. I think you guys are both going to understand that, you know, you're looking for something different. And you both really honor each other. But I think it's good for now, but not forever. Okay, Tara?
Okay. When am I going to find somebody then, Dougal?
Good question. I would say next year you end up with someone who feels like an attorney to me. I'm seeing a soft purple. That's someone who works in a legal or a law type of a profession. They're very balanced energetically, which is good for you. Not nearly as like spiritual as you are, but definitely into self-help and wellness. But I think that's a good balance for you. But I don't see that until next year. This is kind of a learning process for you. This is about connecting to you and figuring out what you want and go with that. And I think as long as you're honest with Matt that you're still trying to figure it all out, I think it's completely healthy and a great place for you to be in.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. We just got an instant feedback question from Jane. She says, Hi, Jay. How you doing, Jay? I like that we're going to nicknames. We're that close now. I was overwhelmed by intuitive info and so shut down or blocked in intuition. Now I'm trying to reconnect to spirit guidance, but I'm finding it is still blocked. Please, do you have any advice? Great question, Jane in Massachusetts. Jane, I'm going to be in Massachusetts in August. I hope we can connect. But so here's the deal. You know, my intention is never to connect to my intuition. It is my belief that the byproduct of meditation is how you connect to any kind of guidance whatsoever. But people always think this is weird. Even when I go into a reading, I'm never thinking in my head, oh, I want to psychically connect with this person. All I'm ever thinking is I'm going to clear my mind to be present to experience energy. I'm not looking for a voice. I'm not looking to see a color. The minute I try to do any of that, if I force it, it doesn't work for me at all. So my advice to you is to come up with a meditation process that works for you every day. Every single person listening, all of us, myself included, I have to remind myself to have a moment of being quiet, being still, and separating myself from the physical world. And then when you connect to the spiritual world, something cool will happen. Now, sometimes that something cool is total silence and relaxation. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything, but it's certainly blissful. And other times I'm, you know, calling names out of thin air and connecting with people and seeing the future. But that's never the intention. The intention is always about clearing your mind. So my advice to you, Jane, is to not worry about intuition, but focus more on bringing stillness into your life at least once a day, whether it's for 30 seconds or 30 minutes. If you can do that, I promise you'll notice a difference. Okay, we're going to go to Mike in Tacoma. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Mike, you are an Mike, you are intense. Yeah. As soon as I tune into your energy, I see blue and I see gold. Those both come from the head. You are super, super smart, but I need you to focus a little bit more. Your energy feels a little bit scattered to me. It's interesting, too, because there's like 90 different things that you can do, right? You're kind of one of those people that has a lot of interest in different areas and is pretty good at a variety of things, correct?
Right.
Okay. So here's the thing. We need to focus. We need to pick one. The interesting thing is I feel like you're looking for this like big, like earth shattering, lightning striking message or sign from the universe. And I really get this sense that the universe doesn't care what you pick as long as you pick something and run with it. You know, in my opinion, Mike, if we went through your history and just hear me out here, there are a lot of things that you've started, but not a lot of things that you've completely run with and finished. And so in this year, the universe is asking you to finish things. And so I want you to set your intention, and this is going to sound kind of strange, but like in the morning, you know, I'm going to make this phone call, check it off the list. I'm going to, you know, work on my resume, check it off the list. I'm going to tell these people about this idea. We have to really work on completing things right now. Because you get bored so easily, because your mind works so quickly, you'll pick something up, you get bored from it, you get distracted by something else, and then you didn't finish it. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling disconnected, when you're feeling like you need more focus, the question should always be, what can I complete today? What can I complete this moment in order to bring more abundance and more sense of self to me? Do I sound like a crazy person?
No, hey, that sounds right on. But what I called in for is I'm in a place in my life where I'm trying to find some meaning and purpose, and people have kind of... I felt like intensely overlooked me because I've been in, like my goal at a younger age was to try to get in the movie industry. I've been into music and all that, but it seems like people have overlooked me or they just ignore me, and I'm just can't figure out what the heck's going on.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? Because you're so headstrong, a lot of people who live in their mind, you are absolutely right. They do go unnoticed. And it's because they're not external enough. I think sometimes, and I mean this as a compliment, well, not as a compliment, but I mean this as like a, just hear me out here. I think you need to work a little bit harder on selling yourself. Sometimes your energy can read as, you know, I'm psychic, so I know that you're inspired. I know that you've got all this thought on, but your delivery does not read that way in the physical realm. I would try, I don't know if you've ever heard of like Toastmasters or something like that, where you have to like present a speech and they give you some tips and tools on how to present your energy a little bit differently. I agree with you that you have gone unnoticed, but it's all in the delivery. It's how you present the energy to the planet. You know, there are lots of psychics out there who like would love to do what I do, who are just as good, if not better, that I am at readings, but I know how to present the energy differently. And I think that's what you have to work on, is how you present your energy to the planet. So I want you to focus on, I don't get anything from movies and writing, but when you talked about music, your aura perked, and I think that's a good thing for you. Any environment you can work on with music, go talk to everyone you know. Tell them you don't care what you're doing, if you're serving coffee or if you're writing, it doesn't matter. You just want to be in that creative energy. And then when you get in it, you can start presenting it to people and you'll feel more connected and something can come from that. But you need to work a little bit harder on how you present the energy, okay?
Yes. It does look like hopefully I've become financially stable. Do you see anything in that?
Yeah, I definitely think by the end of this year, you are feeling more confident about your connection to finances and a little bit more confident about providing for yourself. So things definitely do get better for you. But work on the way you present it, okay?
Yes. Yeah, cool. Like I said, right now I'm at this place where I'm trying to find some meaning in my life. And like I said, the money doesn't seem to be, you know, kicking me up right now. So, you know, I'm 68, so you know, I'm trying to get as much done as I can in this life.
I hear you, and I promise you're going to get it done, but you got to deliver it with a bigger, lighter sense of self, and when you do that, I promise you'll be better received, okay? Thanks so much for the call, and I wish you the best of luck with everything. Do we have time for one more caller?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Okay, let's go to Chris in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Chris.
How are you?
I'm good. God, you, it's like decisions, decisions, decisions. My Lord. It's funny, Chris, people always want to put you in the middle of their stuff, which is so irritating. My God. It's interesting to me. I want to give you permission this year to be like a little bit more selfish. I feel like you cannot be constantly taking care of everybody else. It's too much distraction. And so you're going to find in the next couple of weeks, I was talking earlier about being tested, where you are constantly tested. It's like everybody wants you to fix stuff for you. And there's a part of you that does want to do that, which I totally get. I get the same way. But you really need to focus on yourself right now. If you keep trying to help other people, you are going to emotionally exhaust yourself, and we have got to rebuild your foundation. Too much energy going out, not enough energy coming in. How can I help you?
Well, you pretty well summed it up right there.
Well, that's my
I do, and I'm trying to resist being pulled in so many different directions. But I have one main pull right now, and that's my 86-year-old mom, who I think is in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's.
Oh, you poor thing.
And I tend to her every day. I'm disabled myself, but through Reiki and everything, I've miraculously healed beyond what any doctor thought I would.
Oh, how
but
wonderful.
Anyway, That's a different story. That's a different call. But I have a couple of brothers and their families that are as local as I am, and I can't get any help from them in attending the mom.
No, you cannot. And here's the deal, Chris. And I'm going to have to go quickly because we have to go to break. I need you to find a support group. Go to lisasplace.org. She has all these support groups that help people with things like Alzheimer's. You need to be around other people who are going through the same thing so they can help you be strong in your boundaries. Your siblings are not going to help at all. But here's the thing. Your mom deserves the help. I would focus on her. It's the other people in your life that you cannot delegate all that energy to. I think if you go to a support group with people who are going through the same thing, it's going to make you feel more empowered, and it's going to give you the strength to have stronger boundaries. This year is about focusing on you and not so much on other people. If you can do that, that's going to make you feel better physically, and it's going to make you feel better emotionally. Guys, we have to take a quick break. I have been rambling like crazy. It's because we're back, people. Dougal Fraser here, Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, Keeping the Happy and Happily Ever After.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Psychic Dougal Fraser. Madonna, you've done it again. I always hear that song the first time. I'm like, I don't like that song. And now, every time I hear it, I can't get it out of my head.
She's going to be performing here in Seattle. I just saw the tickets going up for sale here.
Really?
Yes.
$8,000 a seat?
Yeah, right.
She's
going to put a layaway on that or sell some stocks.
Lourdes' school must be expensive.
I know, right?
Did you watch Saturday Night Live this weekend? I'm obsessed with someone. I have a girl crush on Kristen Wiig. The woman can do no wrong, and her impression of Paula Deen. Please play that clip, Annie.
Hi, y'all. I'm Paula Deen, and you know my favorite two ingredients to cook with are butter and oil.
It's perfect. It's dead on.
It's dead on. And we have always joked about Paula's show because, I mean, and so on Saturday Live, she was on Weekend Update, and she was holding a turkey leg and a stick of butter and kept wiping the butter on her lips and licking
and
it
hair.
During the interview. And it's so interesting to me because she exudes, now I'm talking about Paula Deen specifically, such a positive energy. She is not having a good year.
No, she's not. It's been a bad few months for her.
Yeah, so she is under fire for allegedly using the N-word at work, sexually harassing and inflicting assault and emotional distress on her employees, according to a recent lawsuit filed by a former employee. And of course, we remember she also, this is after that like huge wave of criticism for concealing her type 2 diabetes from all that butter and all y'all. Here's the deal. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I don't know if I buy the lawsuit. I don't know.
I don't either.
I think she's hype. Well, I think she's. I mean, I was reading more into it, and this is all alleged. But they were saying that like in the office, people were like looking at porn, and the idea of Paula Deen, you know, looking at porn in the back office of a restaurant or whatever, just something doesn't seem to.
That
connect.
Just makes it all spicy. Got to spice up them dishes.
Got to rub that hot pork butt, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I was really thinking about it and trying to kind of tune in, but I just didn't buy it. But it's interesting to me. David and I were talking about this over the weekend, how it seems like so many people hit this kind of level of success where they become huge. And she's known for being warm and approachable. And I really love her story. I don't know if you guys know this, but she suffered from agoraphobia. And she used to sell sandwiches out of brown paper bags to like construction workers that her kids would deliver her boys. And now, I mean, the woman is worth probably, you know, at least $100 million. It's insane. I'm estimating. I have no idea. Anything over 5, and I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that's just a lot of...
Butter and
aisle. Butter and aisle. But I thought it was... I'll be interested to see what happens with that case, because I don't know. My gut was saying no. What do you think, guys? I mean...
The N-word is... I mean, it should never, ever
of course.
Be used.
Like... Well, and the joke on Saturday Night Live was... I can't remember what's the guy's name who does like the anchoring. He was interviewing her, and he said, you know, allegedly you've been using the N-word, the really bad N-word, and she went, you mean nutrition?
That's good.
I mean, come on. Love it. And then last night, I knew we were going to be live today. I wanted to go to sleep. I wanted to rest my vocals, my third eye, and David forced me to watch The Shaws of Sunset. Have you seen this,
on
Benny?
Bravo.
I mean,
it was.
I have not.
It's crack.
You don't want to. It's produced by Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, great. Who, what else hasn't he produced?
I was going to say, he does really quality programming, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Whee!
And it's basically Persian American socialites who live in Beverly Hills.
It's crack. I mean, it is not. It's not highbrow in any sense of the word.
But you.
But it's
it's highbrow. But it's not highbrow.
You loved it. I mean, David was eating it up. I was like, can we please go to bed? Well, this is not what I want in my subconscious mind before I tune out.
Just culturally, I think it's interesting to see, like, the family. I mean, aside from, like, they're definitely ostentatious, but it's the family stuff that's really interesting where, like, you know, half of the girls are, you know, their moms are being super, like, a lot of pressure to get married.
And stick within the same culture, which I always think is interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel
like... And what did the one son who's gay said that when he came out to his mom, she was accepting, but she did offer him $500,000 to marry
To marry a woman.
I'll marry a woman for $500,000.
You'll do it for
glitter
and owl. That's what you'll do it for.
Another fun thing I wanted to talk about, guys. You remember last year I talked about I was so honored to be invited with John Holland and Colette Baron-Reed and Danielle McKinnon to speak at the Omega Institute, and I was so nervous because it was really John's event, and it went really well, and I'm so excited they asked me to come back and host my own event, which is very exciting. So I'm going to be at Omega. The catalogs went out, I think, last week. I'm going to be there September 28th. That weekend, I'm going to be teaching people how to see energy and how to see auras, and it's going to be super fun. And I'm completely freaked out about it. I mean, I remember years ago applying to speak there, and I never heard back. But, you know, it all comes in when it's supposed to happen, and I'm really excited. So if you go to my website, you can click on the appearances page and find out more information. And hello, speaking of staying away from butter and oil and those Thin Mints... Thin Mints, people.
Oh, my God.
Have you gotten your Girl Scout cookies?
I can't look at them directly in the eye. I have to walk around them. They're
in
every store, right?
Every store, and I have to sample them.
And they're
them.
So sweet and innocent. Have some cookies.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at me. I'm standing out here in the cold.
If you do have Thin Mints, may I suggest you put them in the freezer because it will radically change your life. Everything in the freezer is better. Chips, anything, Thin Mints, I'm telling you.
Those are awesome cookies.
Butter and oil also as well. And don't forget, guys, the cruise is next month. We only have a few cabins left. Go to lifejourneys.net to register. Talk to my friend Tony. It's going to be Colette and myself. We're going to have a super, super good time. Hey, if you didn't get to get a reading with me today, you can call my office at 1-877-936-8425. Again, that number is 877-936-8425. Or go to dougalfraser.com to get any information. What else do we need to talk about here? David wanted to talk about Jessica Simpson.
Wait. You wanted to touch maybe on the 30 dolphins or so? That, did you see the
that's
clip?
Right.
That
I forgot.
Was amazing.
Wasn't
did you watch it?
I did.
So where was that? Was that Rio?
It was in Brazil.
Right. Yeah, because we were watching the news and everything was so negative, and we found on goodnewsnetwork.org, which we're becoming completely obsessed with, there was this really cool scene of people on a beach in Brazil, and all of a sudden 30 dolphins came up.
Like a school of them. You can see he was filming them coming in, and you're like, they're not stopping.
Right,
like,
yeah. And I think they got caught up in the waves.
Or there's a warmth. Sometimes they're attracted to the warmth of the water, like in the direction.
I was reading there might have been like
a current
solar flare-up or something that confused them, and they all just beached themselves right
stopped.
In front of all these people.
And like immediately, everyone started getting up and pulling them into the water. And
it was so
like
cool.
It was so sweet. Yeah, I'm going to post that on the Facebook page today because it was a really, really touching video. video. Although the guy holding the camera, I was like, are you going to, I don't know.
Well, there was plenty of people there on the beach. I mean, I mean,
would you instinctively have known to do that, though?
Yes.
Really?
I absolutely would have. That is built into me. I've already done it many a times in my life. Yes,
you've
on helping.
Rescued dolphins?
No. I've rescued people.
Really?
Yeah, there was an accident a couple years ago. I was driving north for actually a golf tournament, and the guy in front of me crashed, and I pulled immediately over and ran up, and it was pouring out, and he had a smashed up face and all that, and I was making him calm down, and I was on the phone with 911.
Benny, how long have we been working together?
Seriously, if you want to do a show, we can do an exclusive. I'll give you the rights.
Learned so much stuff today.
Let's
do it. Your relationship with your dad.
Let's do it.
Next week,
we're doing
Benny Hour.
Let's talk to Benny.
I love it. I can't believe this. Who knew? I want Benny, you know, to save me. I mean, it's a done deal.
All right.
I love it.
I'll have my people call your people.
Guys, great show today. Next up on Transformation Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show. You're going to want to listen. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.